And what else? What else? And now a time I lost again to the bomber, right?
Five little popos.
Yeah, dying. my argument was, when Spoiler was alive, Spoiler couldn't beat me. So you come and imitate Spoiler, how you could beat me? You know, that kind of argument. But it was a nice effort. Looking back at it now, I don't have any arguments. You know, it's over and done with. But every once in a while, I think about that. So coming back to, what was the year again?
1972.
1972 with two-party song.
Drink and drunk, dining with me. Always make me family shake. Like Marianne on day on night. Staggering high like a kite. It's Christmas, every day's Christmas. I could drink the rum, trust, till my belly must. Until I get drunk and suddenly. Always must have been drunk in some of the family. All night.
Something else that stood out in 1973 was the tune Memories.
Memories, boy, that was a year. And up to now, you know, that song is such a beautiful song that from the time you start, people start to applaud. They know the song, they love the music, they know what it's all about.
Every year, somebody dear, give us cause to shed a tear and mourn. For they are gone. Now all that's left is a faint memory based on the theme of a strange melody. Still, we must think of them and recall their image with pride, telling people from deep inside this is dedicated to those who died. In this, I'll always remember jumping when a steel band pass, playing mass. Sugary, peppery, but was never ever one for class. But from Innis, wherever you are, compared just for you, I come out with real fire.
Now, 1974, the 30th year straight, was a big year. A guy called Shadow was doing extremely well with a tune called Bassman. And remember you and Kit saying, how are we going to beat this man?
Boy, I could tell you something. That was one of the most difficult years for me as a competitor. I know what to do. I know how to do it. But Shadow ain't making life no easier for me. I remember well. I had to do a lot of concentration, keep away from everybody by myself, figuring out how to nullify this man's madness, if possible, if at all possible. And I saw Shadow took that audience, put them in the palm of your hand, crush them, lift them up, play ball with them. I say, well, boy, buddy, you have to pull out all the stops here today. And I'd like his tunes to have both tunes. So when my time came, of course, I had to try a little harder to try and get my side of the story told. But it's not that I was scared, because if I had lost, it wouldn't have been a shame or something to feel badly about, because it would have been a master tune and a master performance that beat me.
This year won't be great, cause I want to play. I can hardly wait. Dress up like a Baptist woman with a whole shoebox in the hand. Charging money to see such confusion in the band. To see Miss Mary, she big and hairy. To see she mother, to see she father. This year, I have Miss Mary Wayne. So come and see.
And like I say, I must congratulate Shadow, even though so many years ago, he did give me a real true test. Yes, yes.
While we're on that point, though, talk to us about using that Savannah stage. So many Calypsonians, when they reach it at a big yard, falter because they don't know how to use that stage.
Again, nobody went to any particular school to learn how to use. It's just a matter of observation, common sense, and keep yourself physically fit. Regardless of what, if you're not physically fit, you cannot make it. You have to. The control or the proper use of the stage does not begin with your being selected for the finals. The proper use of that stage comes with conditioning, and you have to do that home. As a matter of fact, if you look in the back of you see exercise equipment, you see a big yard, and this is some of the things that a person would have to do in order to handle that sort of thing, or to do these marathon shows, you know.
So that you don't run out of breath.
Because where Calypso is concerned, the way I operate is that you can hear every lyric at no matter what speed I sing at. And this didn't come only because it's a gift from God. It is something that you have to practice. So you're thankful and you're grateful that you are blessed in that you have the gift, but you have to use it properly. And being physically fit is one of the ways.
I want to jump a little bit to 1977 because that's another high point in your career when you made a trip to Nigeria, in the Festac, and you were crowned Chief Omawali.
Chief Omawali of Ikoyi. Ikoyi is the area, mm-hmm. You know, and Chief Omawali is supposed to be my honorary chief name. It means the sun has returned, the returning sun. You know. I don't know. But I went to the place where they shipped out a lot of slaves and so a certain part in Nigeria. And, you know, very historic. And we took a lot of pictures and so on. You know, kind of sad. But then again, you know, to think that we did survive the crossing and everything, you know. And there's a king there who treated us very nicely and said to us that sort of thing will never happen again. I said, yes, Your Highness, you are right. It will never happen again.
I'm a slave from a land so far. I was caught and I was brought here from Africa. I'm a slave from a land so far. I was caught and I was brought here from Africa. Well, it was licks like fire from the white slave master. Every day I'd go on my knees. Weeks and weeks before we crossed the seas to reach in the West Indies.
But then they make me work. I said, I work. Good Lord, no way. And then I toil, I toil, I toil, and I toil so hard. Slave master standing there with the gun, the gun, the gun. Oh, I know, he gonna shoot to kill. So I stay and I pray, but I plan him still. And I study night and day how to break away. I got to make a brilliant escape. But every time I think about the whip and them dogs.
Miss the Mighty Sparrow live on Calypso Showcase next week.
Somebody said, free the bloody slave. I was then put out on the street. I had no clothes, I had no food, I had no place to sleep. I had no education, no particular ambition. This I cannot conceal. Forgot my native culture, I live like a vulture. From the white man I had to steal. He made me work, I said I work. Oh Lord, no pay. And then I toil, I toil, I toil, I toil hard each day.
Now 1978, a little special tune which you might not have thought would have got very popular, Natasha, Dudu Yemi.
Yes, well, this again was a play on some of the Yoruba words. Olori Egbe, Oma Kuere, Oni, Osiwasi Wasoko, Dudu Yemi, you know. This is Nigerian words.
Well, you also sang on Idi Amin that year, so the trip to the Africa might have influenced those topics.
That's right, because at that time, we were all concerned with Africanism. The movement was back to Africa, anything African. The dashiki came in and the Afro hairstyle, and everybody was into it, and it stayed with us for quite some time. So it was quite normal and natural to fall right into the African language.
Also, one thing that came to our knowledge that year was the fact that you had a tune which has spent 27 weeks on the European chart. Only a fool breaks his own heart. When did you find time to make that in between?
Well, what happened is I did this song. Now, first of all, I met the guy who did it originally, a guy called Arthur Prysock. A very deep voice, something like Billy Eckstein. Sparrow, you got to learn this song, you know.
Why do I keep fooling myself when I know you love someone else? Oh.
All over the years, you've always had this idea of presenting your calypsos with costume, with flair, with everything. Robot 1979, I think, was the epitome of that.
That's right. I had batteries and everything, mm-hmm. doing the robot dance. Mm-hmm.
have instead of brains in my head a small sensitive computer with complete data. Yes, I'm equipped with laser, telescopic eyes and radar. That's why I feel that I am real. When me so kid breaker get hot, I could whine better than John Travolta. I'm a robot, whining with precision, see me. I'm a robot, dancing in slow motion. However, the man designed the plan, it working fine, because I'm the only robot man today could whine. I'm a robot for Carnival in 79.
People have talked a lot about presentation of Calypso and what makes for good presentation. What, in your opinion, is good presentation in Calypso?
Well, it all depends on what the topic is, and if you stay close to it and make people again believe it's real, then I would say that's good or great presentation. You can be presenting something about a racetrack scandal and you're dressed like a judge in the court. If you're dressed like a jockey, whatever the real essence of this of the song is, when you're talking about racetrack, bacchanal, whatever happened, you're dressed like a jockey, have a whip, put on your cap, and so on, I think you're portraying the character.
Other good tunes, 1980, Wanted Dead or Alive, London Bridge is Falling Down.
That's right. Wanted Dead or Alive. This was one of my better songs around that time. Of course, I had what I had before that. I had Ayatollah. Ayatollah telling Ayatollah, watch your tail, because you have America, you have the tiger by the tail. Mm-hmm. And somewhere along the line, this tiger, as soon as you let it go, he's going to eat you up. And well, it didn't eat up Iran, but Iraq got the brunt of it. Mm-hmm. And maybe Saddam Hussein should have been listening when I was warning the Ayatollah. Wanted Dead or Alive was observation again. Park Chung-hee and Idi Amin and Gary and people from all over the world at the same time seem to have had a problem. General Somoza from Nicaragua, and you know, it all happened at the same time. So again, a keen sense of observation, I brought that one out.
The rule of the tyrants declined. The year 1979, from Uganda to Nicaragua, bombs and bullets all the time. So they corrupt, so they vile. So it's coup after coup all the while. Human rights they violate. They thought they were too great, so in disgrace now they live in exile. Gary
is a wanted man.
Idi Amin
is a wanted man.
The Shah of Iran fighting hard to survive. He too is
wanted,
dead or alive.
A nice little ditty you did in 1981, Sanford, which also had to do with an international theme, but you put over in your own way.
Sanford, that was, again, one of my favorite comedians. And if you check inside, you would see a lot of tapes, just like how I have Oliver. Mm-hmm. On tape. I have all Sanford. Mm-hmm.
Elizabeth.
Oh,
this is the big one, baby.
The greatest comedian in all our television. Everybody loves him, but he's a good for nothing. He's hilarious. He's notorious. Don't know why, but he like the Lester, Julio Grady and Alchester, telling Shishi face like a twister, and talking about crazy Mr.
Sanford.
Expect me to believe a couple of stories like that.
1982, a special year. You got into politics and you decided to compose a tune, We Like It So. And we had some controversy that year.
Yeah, always controversy, you know. We like it so. We free.
Eh? You, Mr. Sparrow, let me tell you. We want to...
What? I can't remember. You know, so long I ain't sing the song, I can't remember.
But I remember when you did that tune in the tent on the opening night. It was almost like a still audience saying, this man bold-faced, come and sing a calypso like that. But by the end of the season, everybody was singing the chorus with you.
That's right. Because they recognize that there's a lot of truth in it. I'm talking, if you listen to the opening of the song says, neighbor, look, if I was a selfish man.
Neighbor, look, if I was a selfish man, I would be involved in the election. I don't own a ready, I ain't one fed. Plus, I ain't looking for fortune again. All I'm asking is that you pay close attention to the many problems we all face from dawn to dawn. You're intelligent, I think, and you should face issues. But you behaving like a moron, causing me for where I'm born. Just buy me no water, pay too much for butter. She said, take your steel beam and go. Terrible school system, such a bloody problem. Take your steel beam and go. Agriculture's in a state, planning is inadequate. Take your steel beam and go. The northern and southern idol, the two kingpins above all. We know, we like it so. We like it so. We're free.
But anyway, there's a character that I, created. And
Margin.
Funny Margin again, trying to cross the border, like Margarita, you cross the border, you have to say hello to the neighbors, the nice, beautiful neighbors there, and found yourself in trouble. I think up to now I'm paying for Margin. For my affection and my words of love towards Margin, up to now I'm being persecuted for that.
And talking about presentation again, the way that you dressed right away, people could tell what you were singing about.
Ah, nice, Negro gentleman, dress up like Indian gentleman, put on turban, playing like a Margin.
In this loving game, we are all the same. Why should our cultures keep us apart? You are my sugar plum, sweet little honey bunch. You are the melody singing in my heart. Well, already I love roti and sweet bara. I could learn to get accustomed to a pira. Teach me how to play a bachang on the sita. And I will trade my toilet paper for some water. Maraji, Maraji, oh my sweet, do I hate saucy Maraji, sexy Maraji.
Now, Philip, my dear, let's talk about that in terms of being able to conjure up what possibly went on, the way the lyrics were strung together in that calypso.
Yes, yes. You have to get very regal in your thinking. I remember there was a poem that came to my mind just before I made a song. I remember a part of it says, and shall this audacious traitor brave the presence where my banner wave? Oh, please, my liege, said Argentine, were he but host and steed like mine, to give him fair and knightly chance, adventure fought my life, something like that. And I thought that was very nice. I love the language. If I can love French and Spanish and things, why can't I love good English, especially Oxford-type English? And so this came to mind, to bring that right back and see if you can build on that, learn from that, in imagining what probably went on, as was reported, the man in the queen bedroom.
Philip, my dear, last night I thought was you and him. Where did you go? working for good old England, but you're missing all the action, my dear, do you know? There was a man in the bed, wearing your shoe, fondling the royal costume, dipping in the royal perfume. I'm telling you, a man in my bedroom, anxious for a rendezvous, and I thought it was you. He big just like you, but younger, stronger,
time, despite all of these calypsos that you've written, people always looking to say, Sparrow finish. You know, Sparrow can't make a road march again, he can't do nothing. And 1984, do back. I think that must have been a distinct pleasure for you.
Oh, yes. Whenever I surprise the detractors like that, I'm always happy.
Tell us about Do Back, the foundation of it, the development, and so on.
Again, well, you keep on trying all the time, you know. You continue to come with some nice ones, and Do Back just happened to fall in the vein. And I use about two or three different hook lines so that people can sing along. Don't do that, give them a chance to sing that, don't do that. And then you give them a nice little laugh with Do Back on me.
Do Back. Do Back on me. Do Back. Dancing with your man, you won't be jumping. Don't be fine with your bam bam. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that. Yeah, don't do that. Do Back on me. Do Back. Do Back on me. Do Back.
You look so pretty, really sexy. Football looks so healthy, jamming on me purposely.
Well, everybody saw you up to 1984 as the Calypso King of the world. And when it was announced that it was going to be an official competition in 1985, well, everybody wanted to see whether you were going to cement that title.
That's right. It was most interesting. And what happened there was a lot of Calypsonians from other parts of the Calypso world started building up their hopes and building up their audiences that they're going to bring back the Krong and that kind of thing. Well, it wasn't going to be easy, as they later found out. I enjoy competition, you know, and when these sort of challenges come, say, you just had to pull out a few more stops.
I remember one of the little tricks that you used to, and a lot of Calypsonians using it now. Blue Boy was in the competition, and you dropped soca pressure on him right away.
Yeah, well, that was a little bit cold, but hey, all is fair in love and war. Blue Boy, the young, powerful youngster who come on the scene and just start beating people left and right, you know what I mean? So you had to do something to sort of nullify his effect.
They used to say I had the old man done. Blue Boy and then Boy had me on the run. But they realized they made a big mistake. I was only giving them young fellas a break. But the dragon boss all in America, how to win a road march, they have the formula. They say for the old, you just can't make it in. Until I push them back in the back and then kill them in the back.
Then when you sang Education, Well, the people who are doubting your ability to rise above the others in that competition, I think that tune, more than any other tune in the competition, did it for you.
Well, yes. If you remember, at that time, when it was 85?
Yes.
That competition was at a time when education, as it still is, very important on the lips of people. And when you hit a song like that, it's tough to beat that song, because lyrically the song is strong, melodically it's there, and if you perform it right, somebody may edge you here and there if they come equally as strong, but you know, it's not going to be easy. You know, you're going to be definitely in the first grouping. And this is the strategy, to try to be with the first grouping, so that in the second grouping, stamina will tell. We'll see who could edge out who, you know what I mean?
Education, education, this is the foundation. Our rising population needs sound education. To be recognized anywhere you go, you gotta have your certificate to show. To enjoy any kind of happiness, knowledge is the key to success. Children go to school and learn well, otherwise later on in life you go get red hair. Without an education in your head, your whole life will be pure misery. You're better off dead. For there is simply no room in this whole wide world for an uneducated little boy or girl. Don't allow idle companions to lead you astray. To earn tomorrow, you got to learn today.
When they had the second one in 1988, you did a tune called Document Pan, which I always feel should have been made like a national song.
Yes, well, what happened is that was a special song I made for that competition. These are not songs that I am prepared to sing on an everyday show, but NJAC recognized the greatness in this song, and they gave me
a top 20 award.
Yeah, it was very, very nice. I still have it there, you know. NJAC, I have been doing some good things for Calypso, and I had a nice chat with Makanda Daga not too long ago, and I think they have some great things in store.
Silver man, historian, just a politician, tell me when you're going to write the history upon you taking Silver for granted, stating it always will be a wrong. But when and how it all started, you make no mention. Documentation can be found. I said to try the NCC or the university and tell me if you see any Silver history for posterity. If the steel band must know, the children must know the trials and tribulations of long ago. If the steel band must go, the children must know the trials and tribulations of long ago.
When we look at the modern spiral to them, we're leading up to 1992, obviously, and the material that you've done. We know you've done some excellent songs over the last 5 years that have always, you've always put out an LP. But we want to deal specifically with your performances in 1992 while it's fresh on everybody's mind. I remember you singing this song we will survive in a mass camp one night way back in even December. And I said, what's Sparrow singing a tune this heavy, this early in the season?
Well, this was in trying to test the song and to feel out the audience, see if the song is reaching the people, because it's a high song. It's not one of them songs that you can distract yourself and then come back in and get the full essence of it. If you know the song, well, you can do that, but in the very beginning, you have to pay close attention. You have to give undivided attention. And so I wanted to be sure that it was just right, you know? Mm-hmm. And then I sang it in the tent a few times and did the same testing to make sure that's right, because I intended to go in the competition, especially at this time, because I thought it was necessary, because the people controlling it is seeing to it that it is marketed worldwide. And since I am very active, and I consider myself the most busy of all Calypsonians, it is important that I market myself and be there on that night.
From the beginning of time, reaching out to the sublime, in a cold and hostile world, we have struggled to exist in this earthly wilderness, seeking an illusive goal. Many times it seems that we are fighting a hopeless cause, implying extinction is our lot, because we were constantly ravaged by scourges and wars. We gripe, we quarrel and complain, but in the end, enough, believe it or not, we will survive. No matter what the odds, man will survive, inspired by your gods. It's a hard road we travel, but to triumph we shall. We gon' toil, we gon' struggle, 'cause at the end of it all, whether you're big or small, Peter helping Paul, till the master call,
we fight for survival.
What has been the high point in your career?
Very difficult to say. I think one of the high points would be the first time I won the crown in 1956. You know, that was an exhilarating feeling that hasn't been duplicated, really, because it was the first time. And another time I felt really, really excited about something was when I was performing in Carnegie Hall for the first time. Knowing Carnegie Hall, hearing about Carnegie Hall, how high it was on the list of prestigious places to play. You know, people talk about the Greek Theater, talk about the Palladium, talk about Madison Square Garden and that type of thing. But Carnegie Hall had class attached all over it. And when I got a chance to star there, I figured, well, you know, this was really, really something. And a few other places. And, of course, as you mentioned, you know, winning the Road March in 1985 after running dry for so many years. And then again, I can't downplay the importance of this 1992 crown.
I'm in love with Betty Lou.
And some of the moves you made that night, I feel it had to be rehearsed, boy.
In that particular song, yes, we did some choreography.
But I saw the mighty squirrel lining up between two girls, jumping perfectly in time, landing.
Yeah, well, we did that. When I answered the question a while ago, I thought you were talking in general because I don't usually perform with anybody else. So I don't, you know, do any choreography. I do a lot of one-foot spins and all different things because it came with practice. But this particular song for the competition, we did choreography.
Very well done indeed.
Thank you very much, sir.
Now, Sparrow, we, the public looking at you, we have seen you as philosopher, entertainer. We have seen you as the comedian, the calypso extraordinaire, the party man, whatever you want to call it. Which is the true Sparrow?
All of the above.
Carnaval, cara de pantoche, boca de fantoche, pinta de fantoche, es lo que me quedo de ti. Te di mi vida así rendida por buscar la paz, y en tu libreta de coqueta fui un hombre más. Yo me he olvidado de un pasado que por ti lloró, y hoy me he quedado humillado sin tu amor. Carita de payaso, boquita de payaso, pintadita de payaso, es lo que me quedo de ti. Si un fracaso destrozo mi ser, ¿qué voy a hacer? Cara de payaso, boca de payaso hasta el fin.
Pensaba que eras mía. payaso, boquita de payaso, pinta de payaso.
Cara de payaso, boca de payaso.
Se te olvida que podría hacerte mal si yo quería.
Cara de payaso, boca de payaso.
En tu libreta de coqueta solamente fui un hombre más.
Cara de payaso, boca de payaso.
Qué payasada, fantochería, qué hipocresía. Cara de payaso, boca de payaso, cara de payaso, hasta el fin.
Oh!
shake, 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 shake.
Tem festa no Candeal, rola do que no Cangerê. Toca samba pra você. Tem festa no Candeal, rola do que no Cangerê. Eu vou levar meu timão, aí piora. Não fico quieto quando vejo no boteco. Tamo de correr com eco, sem querer a chacoalhar. Que levada louca. Simbora! Que levada louca.
De tremer amanhã. Amanhã de manhã eu paro de tremer. Será que eu vou conseguir fazer esse show hoje pra vocês? Eu tô tonta aqui porque eu não esperava que eu ia ver isso aqui hoje. Bicho! Eu tô tremendo, eu preciso de uma água, por favor. Pera aí. Uma água. Senão eu não vou aguentar hoje. São Paulo! Muito obrigada a você!